Welcome to the latest edition of Learn English with Everest. My name is Amy, and in this series, we are telling stories. From inspirational tales of mountain climbing to sea swimming, from spooky ghost stories to musical memories. We hope you enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. COVID-19 has turned our world upside down. Cities, counties, and whole countries have been in lockdown as we try to control this virus. Families and friends haven't been able to see each other. People have lost their jobs, weddings have been postponed, celebrations rearranged, and sadly, many people have lost their lives. This episode is called Love in the Time of COVID, and the first story is a young man's personal account of his dad's fight for survival. This is Rob's story, written before Ireland went into their second lockdown. Some listeners might find this story sad, and you may want to fast forward to our next story in about 2 minutes' time. Story 1.
My dad was admitted to Wexford General Hospital with severe lack of breath, a high temperature and chest pains. They did a COVID-19 test and it came back negative. He was sent home with some medication and told to rest up. A few days later, he called an ambulance and he was brought back in. Again, with all the symptoms of COVID-19. They did another test and held him overnight. The next day, they did a chest x-ray and coupled with the results, it was confirmed he had COVID-19. They said the first test most likely was a false negative. He had severe pneumonia in his lungs and was immediately brought to the ICU. For a few days, my dad seemed okay. With an oxygen mask permanently on his face, the nurses said he was upbeat and was very patient with all that was going on. Sadly, his condition worsened, and the decision was made to sedate him and put him on a ventilator. A few days later, it wasn't looking good. His blood pressure dropped severely, and his oxygen levels were poor. All kinds of things went through my mind. Will he die? Can he survive this? Do I begin funeral arrangements? Can he have a funeral in this pandemic? If he recovers, how long will he be in hospital? When I saw my dad hooked up to a ventilator, the reality of how dangerous COVID-19 is set in. This wasn't someone who had the virus and would just be able to isolate, rest up and be back to normal in a few weeks. If my dad recovers, which the odds are extremely low, it will take months, even years, for him to get back to some sort of full health and normality. And that's the best I can hope for. My dad's condition continues to be critical, but stable. And the nurses and doctors at the hospital are some of the most patient, compassionate people. And I wouldn't want my dad to be in anyone else's care. Look out for each other. Call your loved ones. Keep your distance. And for God's sake, wear a mask.
Story 2. As if finding love wasn't tricky enough before COVID-19, the onset of the virus brought a whole new set of challenges for singletons. A typical date breaks just about all of the World Health Organization's COVID-19 prevention rules, and so dating has had to adapt to a new normal. And with that comes a new set of dating rules and tips.
1. We all meet virtually now.
Video dating has seen a massive increase this year. It's a good way to first connect and chat without too much pressure, and with the added bonus that you get to do it from the comfort and safety of your home. If you progress to a few Zoom dates, why not think of something you can do together, like cooking a dish neither of you have done before, watching an online concert together, or doing a virtual escape room?
2. Just like Victorian times, long walks are the first, second and third date options.
Like good old-fashioned courting, getting out for a socially distanced walk has become a great first date option. And second and third, This could be a walk through the city, grabbing a takeaway at your favourite restaurant and going on a picnic, or exploring new hiking trails together. If you are the active type, why not go for a cycle together and grab a coffee to go?
3. We need to talk about COVID.
It is important to chat early about what risks you are willing and not willing to take regarding coronavirus. Masks, of course, are still advised, as is consistent hand washing. And don't forget the social distancing at 2 metres, which means it's all about the smize, smiling with your eyes. When you decide to have the first handhold or hug, well, that's up to you.
4. Lock dating.
People are more willing to date locally these days, and long distance now equals anything more than 5 kilometres away. Although some daters will be willing to travel further afield for love.
5. Normal timelines don't apply.
There has been an increase in slow dating, and people are taking their time getting to know each other before meeting up. But don't forget, that all-important spark might not be there once you do physically meet. And finally, the most important rule. If you're showing symptoms of any kind, stay home.
Story 3. You'd be forgiven for thinking that 2020 felt like a movie plot. Pandemic, travel restrictions, business closures. But for one village nestled by the sea, Hollywood really did come to them. This is a story about how Matt Damon was adopted by Dalkey Village in the suburbs of Dublin. When quarantine restrictions came into effect, Ireland went into standstill and people were forced to self-isolate. This included actor Matt Damon, who happened to be in Ireland with his family on a film shoot for Ridley Scott's new film, The Last Duel. It might sound dreadful to be trapped so far away from home during such a terrifying time, but don't you worry about Matt. He was in the right place. The whole nation fell in love with the actor as he was photographed coming out of the cold Irish waters with his swimming shorts and towel in a plastic bag, like any Irishman on his holidays. He wowed locals by giving every impression of being normal, going for strolls, for runs, for coffee, earning him the new Irish name of Matt O'Damon. Not only that, but he even went on local radio and announced, "It feels like a fairy tale. It's been incredible. This is one of the most beautiful places we've ever been." He praised the people of Dalkey, who worked to keep the actor and his family from the glare of local and worldwide media. "That's when I realised how great this place was and how protective everybody here is," he laughed. He even paid tribute to the Taoiseach at the time, Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, calling him a badass for returning to work as a doctor during the pandemic. Of course, his fairy tale stay had to come to an end sometime, and he returned with his family to LA, but did promise that he'd be back. No doubt Ireland's love affair with the star will continue, and he will be welcomed back with open arms.